This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction. One that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Come on and magnify the name of your God. Come on and magnify the name of your God. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, what kind of God are you magnifying? Are you magnifying my God? Because his name is Jehovah. He is my provider. The word I bring to you and to those that are listening by way of the airwave is God's promise is all yes. As a matter of fact, God's promises are all yes. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, God's promises are all yes. Did you get that? There are no no's in God's promises to man. Say that to your neighbor. Neighbor, there are no no's to God's promises to man. Whatever God promised, that will he deliver. But you must know that it takes power and faith in God to claim his promises. It doesn't matter how much you read or hear about the promises of God. Until you believe it, nothing happens for you. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, believe it. And you will see it come to fruition. God has given to us all things that are good. But most times, we refuse to pursue it. Do you know that? Everything that you need or want, God have already provided it for you. Did you know that? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I am the righteousness of God. I am a son of God. There is no father that have sons and don't make provision for them. Everything you need or will ever need or want, God have already provided for you. The fan don't have hands. And the fan don't have feet. So what you have to do? You have to move towards it. Am I talking to anybody in the house? What is it that you need from God? Stop crying so much tears, messing up your makeup for no reason. Hello? Everything you desire, God have already provided. No battle can be won without getting up and move towards your opponent. Are you listening to me? Anybody want to fight me? Anybody want to come into the ring with me? Hello? Yes, you want to fight me. You want to beat me up. But as long as you stay in your seat, you'll never get the victory. Okay. So you want a degree. Don't get up and go to school and see if one will come find you. So are the blessings of God. Get up and move towards the blessings of God, not your neighbor, and tell them that. Come on, come on, tell somebody else that. The thing that is hindering us from obtaining the blessings of God is that one little thing called fear. Something that nobody can see. Hello? Until you confront your fears, you'll never see the blessings of God. Do I have any believers in the room? Turn your Bibles with me. I have a lot of verses for you today. And I want you to get out your pens and your paper. If you don't have one of those, you have a smartphone. Get to your note. And the first one I'm going to give to you today is Isaiah 41 and the verse 10. I'm not giving you a whole chapter. I'm just giving you some verses that you can use to cripple fear. And so you can move into action. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I wish somebody would praise God. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen thee. Anybody feel weak? Anybody feeling weak? Anybody feel discouraged out there? Hello? All you need is some word in you. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. There are no no's to the blessings of God. You don't have to turn to this one. Just write it down. Exodus 14 and the verse 1. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Where are the cussers? Where are the warmongers? Every time something is not working out, you get a cussing. You start warring and making trouble with somebody. Some of us war with people for no reason. Because you're stressed out. You're trying to make trouble with me. Hello, somebody. Some of us parents take it out on our children and beat them silly. Some of us yell and scream at our husbands and scream at our wives. When all you have to do is to know that God is going to fight for you, and the only part that you play is to hold your peace. Come on and say amen. Deuteronomy 31. And the verse 8. If you don't have the word of God in you, you cannot win any battle. Do you understand that? So I'm coming to you to build your confidence in God. I'm coming to you to build your faith in God, because Monday is coming. And Tuesday is coming. And Wednesday is coming. And every day the bills are rolling in. Well, it's about time you understand that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And if you speak it and hold your peace, watch God bring it to fruition. Oh, I wish I had some believers in the room. I'm not trying to preach you happy. I'm trying to build your faith. And the only sound that you should hear is boom, driving the nails in its rightful place. God, I praise you. God, I praise you. And the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Anybody understand that? Anybody understand that? He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. I'm driving this nail. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Fear not. God will not fail thee. Neither will God forsake you. Only thing you have to do, fear not. Neither be dismayed. Nudge your neighbor and say, you can do it. Though the mountains be removed and be cast into the sea, though the waters roar with the swelling thereof. There is a river in the midst of all of that. Don't be dismayed. Because God will not fail you. There are no no's in God's promise. Anybody waiting on God? Anybody waiting on God? You see, when you're waiting patiently in God, you can sit down and stamp your right foot and say, I'm waiting down here by the river. Won't you come, Lord Jesus? Yes? And you just stamp it. Come on and begin to stamp. Says Satan don't want me to cross. No, Satan don't want me to cross. Come on, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. I'm waiting down here by the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? If you don't come to my rescue, I'll be lost. All right? Hold on. So when it seems like there is no way out, all you've got to do is wait on God. Don't be afraid. The little damsel said to Naaman's wife, I would to God that my master was in the land of Jerusalem. Because if he was there, the prophet would heal him. Oh, I wish somebody know my God. Naaman was desperate. You see, Naaman was desperate. Hence, Naaman says, when his wife told him, said, honey, the little maid, I don't care who you are, you better know that there is a God somewhere. You may be just a little boy. You may be just bussing tables, but you ought to know who your God is. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him. When the man heard, he said, saddle me some asses. Huh? And he said, get some gifts. You see, I'm rich, but I can't go out in the public. Because he had leprosy. His condition was cured just because of a little maid. Now, nudge your neighbor and say, be careful who you despise. Say, be careful who you look down on. They might be carrying your miracle in their mouth. Oh, I wish I have some believers in the room. Isaiah 54 and the verse 10. Are you writing? Because you see, we are in the season of joy and deliverance. In Rosh Hashanah, God said that I am going to cut off the heads of your enemies. And God says, I am going to cut away your enemies from you. God said, you shall be the head and not the tail. I'm only provoking you into your destiny. Lift up your voices and read with me. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee. Have you ever seen a mountain? Have you ever seen a mountain? Have you ever seen a hill? Well, a mountain and a hill. God will remove before God remove his kindness from you. Tell somebody that God is kind to me. Come on, say, in spite of my weaknesses, in spite of my crookedness, God is kind to me. When Adam and Eve ate the fruit, they thought it was over. So they ran and hid themselves. But look at God. God knew that they ate the fruit. Yet God came down at his usual time. Every day. The day they ate the fruit, God still came. God came to visit. God came to have conversation with them. God showed up. Tell somebody, God is going to have mercy on me. In spite of, God will have mercy on me. Second Corinthians 2. Give me the verse 17. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. The word works. And when you speak the word in Christ. Just about every service, we stand up at the end and we raise our right hands and we speak now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are able to ask and above all that we are able to think. According to what? According to the power that worketh in you. Nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have power on the inside of you. Now get up and act with it. Make sure you're doing it in Christ. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1 to verse 14, loads and loads and loads of blessings. Hello? Read it when you have a moment. Do you know that the Bible has over 1,000 verses of promises to you? Did you know that? Over 1,000. And they're all yes. In the book of Isaiah 58 and the verse 6, you don't have to turn there. God says that in the day when you fast, I will lift the bond of wickedness. I will undo heavy burdens. I will let the oppressed go free. Why are you so stressed? And then I love this. God said, and that ye, you, break every yoke. Yes, you. Because after you pray, and God already lift the bond that was over you. Hello? Come on now. Come. You ought to break the yoke. That is only if you want to be free. I wish somebody would magnify God. I have one for the preachers. Isaiah 61 and the verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. God has anointed us to preach what? Good tidings. Hello? You must preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captive, and to open the prison to them that are bound. Anybody feel trapped in their situation? Anybody feel discouraged? Anybody feel like they can't make it? Anybody feel like your bills are drowning you? So I speak liberty to you today. And I open your prison. You don't have to stay there. Anybody just want to walk out of their prison right now? Come on, you just feel bound and trapped. And loose the shackles from your feet. Come on, I'm serious. Get up and walk out of that prison right now. Walk out of it. Walk out of it. Don't stop to talk to anybody. That's our problem. Just walk. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm coming out. And I know that God is going to receive me. He have a robe. And a ring. And a fat cat to kill for you. Come on, tell 3 people I'm going to have a party soon. I'm going to have a party real soon. Because I've come to my senses. And I have realized that my Father have everything I need. My Father, as a matter of fact, my Father has already released everything I need. Come to your senses. I love God. Anybody love God? I said, I love God. Anybody love God? You see, when God busts you out of your prison and busts you out of your broken heart, this is what he will do for you. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27. Look what he'll do for you. Look what he will do for you. A new heart also will I give you. When I read this, I thought of the person that talk about how their heart is not such a good heart. They have to constantly bring in that heart under subjection. That is Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and the verse 27. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Every turn you turn, people just rub you the wrong way, and you can't stand some people, and you don't want to talk to some people, and you don't want to be friends with some people. That's because you have a heart of stone. Somebody shout, but God, the God that I serve, is going to remove that stony heart and put within me a heart of flesh. When your heart becomes a heart of flesh, you will have mercy. You will be kind. You will do right. Now you believe me when I tell you that we have 2 hearts. One heart that pumps the blood, give life to your heart. This heart can't serve God. this heart is only good for one thing, to keep you alive. Feel your head. See how tough it is? That's where the heart is that you serve God with. And God is going to soften up that skull, and He's going to get to your brain, and He is going to find the heart, and He's going to make it a fleshy heart. It's not over. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and He shall keep my judgment and do them. No, not a neighbor. Say, neighbor, if God don't do something with you, you can't keep His statutes. And that's why I don't fight with people. When I tell you that this is a microphone and you think it's a clock, I'm not fighting with you. When I've done everything to prove to you that this is a microphone and you're still determined that it's a clock, I leave you alone. Only God can help. Is there anyone can help us? One who understands our heart. When our heart is broken down, we need one who sympathizes with us. And just words declare, and the very, very Jesus is the one. Yes, there is one.
Holy!
Only one.
I love it.
Oh, the blessed, blessed Jesus, He's the one.